She would beat it by several hours, but it looked as if it had arrived early. The wind and waves would make her journey slow and unpleasant, but she wasn't afraid. She'd spent every summer since she was 3 years old at her family's fish site at the mouth of Uyak Bay. Her dad had taught her how to run a skiff when she was 8, and she became a permanent crew member when she was 12. She could pull salmon out of a gill net while the skiff bucked like a bronco in 8-foot seas. At first, she used to get seasick, but her dad told her to throw up and get back to work. She was tough, and she knew how to run a skiff in conditions much worse than what she was in right now. Her dad had also told her how to change spark plugs, replace fuel filters, and troubleshoot engine problems, which was all well and good if she was running a 2-stroke engine. But these 4-stroke engines were another story. Mr. Dillon had explained in her outboard repair class that 4-strokes were beautiful when they worked properly, but when they quit, they weren't easy to fix outside of an engine repair shop. No sooner had this idea popped into Deanna's head when the engine coughed once and quit. Deanna laughed. If she wanted to make it home, maybe she should stop thinking about engine problems. She quickly turned the key once, twice. It sputtered to life on the 3rd try. She breathed deeply to calm her nerves. Come on, baby, get me home. Let's not do this now. You can act up all you want tomorrow when Dad's using you. Deanna rotated the throttle too fast and plowed into a wave, taking a shower of spray over the bow. The cold salt water smacked her in the face, and she gasped for air. The engine quit again. No! She slammed the clutch into neutral and twisted the key. Nothing. She tried again, but no luck. She turned the key several more times in rapid succession. The boat turned sideways in the heavy seas, waves rocking it violently from side to side. Deanna's heart hammered in her chest. Calm down, calm down, calm down. You've got this, Deanna Kerr. You are 17 years old and not a little kid. Think. She unhinged the hood from the outboard, her hands shaking so badly she could barely hang on to it. She set the hood on the deck and stared at the shiny metal cowling. Panic started to overtake her. She had no idea how to fix this type of engine. Think, she commanded herself. The engine isn't getting fuel. It must be a fuel filter problem. A wave poured over the side of the boat, filling it with several inches of water. She fumbled for the bailer and started scooping water out of the boat, but then another wave hit and more water poured over the side. She had to get the engine started and get out of the trough of the waves. The boat would fill with water if she sat here very long. She realized for the first time that her father had forgotten to give her a handheld VHF radio to carry in the skiff. How could he forget something like that? And why didn't I remember to ask for one? If she had a radio, she could call for help. Another wave crashed over the side of the skiff, and Deanna reached for the bulb on the gas line and pumped furiously. She turned the key. The engine coughed and died. Please, God, make it work. She tried again, but no luck. A wave struck her broadside and nearly knocked her out of the boat. She fell on her knees in the water in the bottom of the skiff. She looked for water in the fuel filter, but she didn't see any. Maybe the filter is plugged by something. She opened the toolbox secured to the inside of the hull. Her hands shook as she grabbed the filter wrench and fought to loosen the filter from the fuel line. Maybe I can bypass the filter. She tried to think. What would Dad do? She wasn't sure how to bypass the filter. She pulled out the old filter and looked at it, but it looked fine. She had no time to think. She grabbed another filter and secured the housing. As she stood, another wave hit her and knocked her back into the bottom of the skiff. She chanced a glance at the angry ocean. Conditions were worsening.